I haven't heard from my old friend Dan Cable in a long time. He sent a note saying, if I had a high-profile job like President of the United States and people were questioning my competency and I thought I was still perfectly capable, I would offer to those who question me to have my capabilities and competency tested to prove it. Good point, Dan. And it clearly indicates why that's not happening now. And if you watch the press conferences and the spokesperson from the White House now having to joust with reporters that used to just lay down and accept whatever she said, it's very clear even the president, maybe in a limited capacity, understands how far down he has fallen. It's his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and his other family members that I'm embarrassed by that they would do this to someone they supposedly loved as a person, more than just loved as the president of the United States, giving them the great life that he has given them. It is, and frankly, it's gut-wrenchingly sad. But be that as it may, I'm predicting within the final 3 weeks here, these next 3 weeks, we're going to see many more times where they're going to have to come up with all kinds of excuses for the president, or they're just going to have to admit what's going on. And that includes the NATO summit, which kicks off today. And I thought, who better than retired Lieutenant Colonel for the U.S. Army, Rocky Raczkowski, to talk with about this. Rocky, always a pleasure. Busy day for you. You started the morning filling in on JR Morning with Jamie Edmonds today. I bet that was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun filling in your old seat there. And it reminded me of that old Army saying, we do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day long. Old Army recruiting video.
Yep, an old one indeed. Hey, NATO summit kicks off today. There's already stuff coming out. I can't turn the volume up on my monitors, but I saw on one of them, but again, it is Fox, and we know where Fox is coming from, just like we know where CNN and MSNBC is coming from. But on Fox, I swear it said something like President sleeps through, like he was taking a nap and forgot or missed a meeting with Germany. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, actually, the news actually broke through the Times of India, and Fox News picked it up, and it was
the Times of India.
The Times of India basically broke the story that in 2022, so 2 years ago, President Biden actually slept through a meeting that he had scheduled with Germany at a NATO conference. So they are obviously covering the NATO conference again, and they thought that they'd release that story now, especially with the fact that there's so many questions about President Biden's capabilities. You know, President Biden wants to secure and protect Ukraine, but actually his first job in this NATO summit that's being hosted in Washington, D.C., is that he has to protect and defend his own job.
Yeah, there's no question about that. It'll be fascinating to see how the other countries react. I tend to believe they give him a break and kind of treat him the way they'd like to be treated should they come to that result in their lives as leaders. But I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know what he's going to do. This military alliance marking their 75 years since their formation, more important than ever with what's going on. But I believe that if President Biden were not in office, or if he were as strong as he was several years ago, some things wouldn't be happening, like the Russians bombing that children's hospital, for example. But they know they can get away with it. Nothing's happened.
That is absolutely true. And this NATO meeting was set up for one specific reason. It's an average meeting of the leaders of the NATO nations, 32 nations altogether. But this meeting has a couple things on their agenda. One of the number one issues is bringing kind of like an iron dome like Israel has to Ukraine to protect that eastern flank. Also, they're going to be discussing moving the Ukrainian defense and the command from a U.S. military command to a European command in Wiesbaden, Germany. And then the third thing that they've actually got on their agenda is they've got a problem with one of their nations, our friends to the south and north of us, to the south here in Detroit, and that's Canada. Canada's not paying their fair share, and Canada's actually very delinquent in their military spending for NATO.
Really?
Canada.
Yeah. Oh, Canada. What's going on here?
Well, Canada, obviously, you know, Canada's got a lot of issues, and there's actually quite a few people. You think Biden's got problems in the United States. Trudeau has issues in Canada. And now when you look at all across the world, you've got England's government changing hands from the Conservatives to the Liberals, and France even called their Macron called elections in France, and those elections looked like they weren't turning his way, and they actually garnered enough votes and enough of a coalition, the Progressive Liberal Coalition, to keep his Liberal government alive.
Yeah, I wondered what was going on there. The Prime Minister tried to leave, and Macron wouldn't let him. It was very confusing to me what they were doing over there.
Well, he actually called an election way ahead of when it was actually scheduled.
But I thought he lost that election.
He lost the initial vote.
Oh.
So they had a second vote, and the second vote, the Liberals saw that they were losing to what they call this far-right extreme, which was not really a far-right extreme, the Le Pen group, and they brought their people out to vote.
So you get to keep voting until you get it to go your way there in France? I don't know.
I think that's
Canada, France, they're all confusing now.
I think
we have to worry about ourselves. Go ahead, finish it up.
No, you're right. But we really need to make sure that we have a strong military and that China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia do not create any more problems for us. And that's one of the things that's on the table here being discussed in Washington, D.C.
Do you think the president's going to last 3 more weeks without showing us again he's not capable? Real quick.
For one whole year, I've been saying he's a goner. I think we're going to be looking at Kamala Harris and maybe the governor of California.
All right, we're running. Thank you, Rocky Retzkowski, as we continue.